Good morning, everybody. Now they come into live, spirit and coffee. Got my coffee here. Sending to you. Yummo. I have like spirit and coffee, right? It's my passion, it's my love. And it was kind of funny because there comes a point, right, I guess, where you're doing things in life where you're like, pivot. You know, is it time to pivot? Is it time to move on? And of course, for me, it's like, no, you're going to continue to do this work. Yes, I get it. And, you know, my website's going to be coming out soon. Good morning. Whoever's on here, say good morning. Hopefully it'll show up so I could say good morning to you and cheers and salute and all that good stuff. And, you know, it was funny because I was like, man, I don't know. There's so much going on. That's all I'm going to say. And the experience of overwhelm and anxiety, not something, anxiety specifically, not something that I typically have experienced. I think Antoinette's on here. Good morning. But I haven't experienced anxiety in my life. I mean, not really. It's not something that I've had my whole life. But lately, anxiety is something that has triggered inside of me. It's sort of this new like phenomena in me, right? This new experience and feeling the anxiety and, you know, talking to my sister and I'm like, wow, like, she's like, yeah, this is what people experience, right? Good morning, Jeff, all the time. And I'm like, what, really? So first of all, number one, to those who have anxiety, I'm so sorry. It's probably one of the worst feelings you can possibly have. And the overwhelm, right? And I think a lot of it stems from the experience of overwhelm, the fact that we're overstimulated, and the fact that we start to think about all of the things that we have to do. And when we start to think about them, realizing that maybe we can't get them all done, right? Because we want it all done at once. And then not being able to breathe or feeling restricted in our breathing, right? Good morning, Lacey. And the restriction of that, you know, in our chest and then feeling the anxiety start to rise within us. Anxiety is such a real thing, right? It's one of the hardest things to battle to get through. And I just started having it for the first time, right? Good morning, Michael. How are you? Cheers to you, Michael. and just to go through the anxiety. So for those of you who are experiencing anxiety, good morning, MSMG2K. you know, I just want to say that I'm with you. I understand it. I know what you're going through. It's not easy. And what do we do to support ourselves through that or to overcome our maneuver through it, right? And something that I never thought I would experience. I'm pretty relaxed, chill person and pretty mellow. But because of what's been happening, especially with COVID, with everything shutting down, you know, thinking about all of the things that we have to do as an adult. I mean, I can't even imagine, right? So I give kudos to those who are parents, adults out there with children, having to take care of kids and do all these things at once. I can't even imagine. I mean, I'm having trouble taking care of my damn self, right? It's like, oh my God. So for the parents out there, I just want to give you guys kudos, love, a warm embrace, a big, huge hug, a lot of love, because I can't even begin to understand the probably craziness and overwhelm that you guys are experiencing. And even for myself, like I'm experiencing it. And so trying to figure out how to maneuver through it, right? Good morning, Jennifer. Good morning, Natural Alpha. Again, this is Esoteric Works. How do we take what is happening to us and then transform it into something meaningful in our life? And that's really it. I mean, that's really the basis of alchemy. It's just transforming, you know, energy into something different. My unaddressed anxiety smacked me in the face when I became a parent. Thank you for the empathy, friend. Oh, you're so welcome. I don't think we talk about it enough. I don't think parents have the ability to talk about it enough. And I guarantee this is a safe space for you to talk about it. And I think society doesn't talk about it enough. Talk about the hardships of being a parent and maybe some of the anxiety that comes with being a parent, right? I would never understand that because I have kids. I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't imagine. And I think that parents don't have the opportunity or the outlet, right? Good morning, Kristen, to really speak about how they feel. If they're feeling something because of the regret or because they feel like they might be judged, right? Parents, you know, they love their children, of course, but I'm sure that there's this internal feeling where there's anxiety and like, I can't do this, right? I'm sure there comes a point where like, I don't want to do this, right? Like, I just want to give these kids away. I just want to be done and run away or whatever, right? Because it's a lot of work. And is it okay to say that? No, society's going to say, well, you're wrong for saying that. You're a terrible person. You're not. I'm going to be the first person to say you're not terrible for saying that. Not terrible for feeling like you want to run away. You're not terrible for feeling regret for having children if you did. You know, and I think a lot of people do. I mean, think about it. It's a lifelong commitment. That's, and then what we're going through now with COVID and stuff, it's just, I mean, I think about what parents are going through and I have so much compassion. I couldn't do it. I'd be a psycho. I'd go crazy. I would lose my marbles, you know, and this is how I know. This is me saying I'm not perfect, number one, because I'm not. Like, I would go crazy. I would go, I don't know if I could do it. I might have ended up in some kind of a mental institution because it's too much. We're overstimulated, trying to get everything done. And now everybody, especially parents, are responsible for teaching their children on top of that. That's crazy. It's like, it's a lot of work. So being a parent is not easy, especially in the United States, where we don't have a tribe raising the kids, right? They say it used to take a tribe, and it does. It literally does take a tribe. But because of capitalism and the individualism and all that stuff, we have single parents, right? Or we have a family unit that's doing it on their own, and it's not easy. So if you're a parent that feels overwhelmed and is going crazy and has had thoughts of regret for having children, guess what? It's okay. I'm just going to tell you it's okay. That's fine. It is okay to have those thoughts. Good morning, poetic. Sandy, Linda, Aaron, Sapper, Natural. I said good morning to Natural. It's okay. There, I'm giving you a free pass for you guys to feel okay with feeling maybe regret for having children or feeling defeated or feeling like you can't do it, or feeling like you want to give it back, or like you want to run away. It's okay. I'm here to tell you that. It is okay. That's how I would feel if I had children. That's how I'd feel. I don't even have children, and I feel that way for you guys. So you have to be feeling that. You know, that can't just be coming from nowhere. The feeling of like, this is too much. It's overstimulating. And on top of that, I have my own self to take care of, which parents compromise, right? So here you go. I have two teenage boys. If not for my spirituality, oh, I bet I couldn't even imagine. I mean, I just can't even imagine what parents are going through. I've gone crazy. Yeah. And I don't think society allows us to talk about this. And I can say that because, you know, there's a lot of things that I've talked about with friends and other people. And that's one thing. I'd be in a nut house. I'm telling you. I'm going to go to the nut house for you guys. And I'm not even a parent. That's how I feel. I have a niece that almost sent me to the nut house. I said, holy Jesus, if I was a parent, I would be psycho. Literally. Like, that's why God's like, girl, this girl ain't having children. I can't even help myself. I mean, it's really a complex thing, right? And with everything going on. So parents, I sound psycho. I don't think you're psycho though, poetic. And I think that's the thing, is that society doesn't honor the fact that this happens, right? And that women, we take on the burden more than men. I'm not saying men don't, but we, right, if you think about it, as a woman, as a nurturer, as a mother, as someone who bears a child, that you're the one who's going through all of it. You go through all of it from the beginning, because that seed is in you, and then it grows in you, and then it comes out of you. And there's an added responsibility, right, that you've been attached to this thing since it was this thing. That's why I call kids things. Tell them I'm not a parent. But you've been attached to this child from the beginning. Your eggs were there from the beginning, right? And like the seed gets in there, and boom, it starts to, you know, develop inside you. And now you feel responsible. And so then there's guilt, because maybe there's guilt because you're like, why did I do this? Guess what? It's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. You're perfectly, perfectly fine. You're beautiful. And it's okay to have those thoughts, right? It's okay to go through that and allow yourself to breathe in through it. You're not a terrible person. It's just, how do you transmute and change the energy into something? Well, I'm going to tell you, doing something for yourself. And probably look it too. Do something for yourself. Get yourself grounded. Get yourself centered, so that then you could be an asset to them. Now, that I know that's probably not, it sounds easier. It's easier said than done, right? Because I feel like parents will sacrifice, good parents will sacrifice themselves in order to support their children. And I say that you've got to get yourself grounded, get yourself in order, get your mind right, so that when you're having these conversations, you're leading them, you know, in a direction that's going to be helpful to you, helpful to them. I'm listening, jumping in the shower. Okay, poetic, thank you. So again, I'm not a parent. I know that the anxiety from all of this stuff is a real thing. I'm feeling it. So because I'm feeling it, I know that the rest of the world is feeling it, right? As within, so without. How do we overcome it? That's the big piece. First of all, it's accepting that it's there and not making yourself wrong for it. But the awareness itself helps us. It's an opportunity to say, wake up and say, okay, now I know it's here. How do I support myself through the process? That's the big part, is recognizing it. And I had this conversation, right, with my dad the other day, and we were talking, and that was the big piece. It was like, you know, it was funny because my dad's like, I don't judge. And I said, no, you do. No, I don't. I said, yes, you do. We all judge. Okay. We all judge. So we all have judgment. I told him, but the difference is that you recognize it, that you're aware of it, that when it comes up, that you can say, okay, that was judgment. Now what do I do with it? The awareness is, yes, I have anxiety. Yes, I have these feelings of overwhelm. Now what? Now what do I do with it? So what? It's not helping me. It's making me sick. It's making me nauseous. It's making me shake. I can't think straight. I can't get stuff done. I can't focus on the things that I need to focus on. All of the things that show up, right, when we're in that state of anxiety or when we're in that state of overwhelm. So how do we organize? What do we do? So you just have to ask yourself, what are the practices that I'm going to use? The practices that I'm going to utilize in order to help to jolt me in a direction that's going to be meaningful and positive. Cleaning up our space is one thing, right? I always talk about cleaning up your space, right? As within, so without. So if you kind of look at your space and it's a disaster, that is really a testament for what's happening in your mind. Now, if your space is clean and you still have anxiety, there's other things going on. And that could be trauma. It could be things that you don't want to deal with or things that you're avoiding. And you can say, oh, I'm avoiding this. And so because you keep avoiding it, it's still like the pile is building up to the point that you can't even look at it, to the point that you don't even know where to start. Taxes, right? That's a big one. I know it's tax season right now. So sometimes people with taxes, right? They're just like, oh my God, I haven't done them. I don't even want to look at them. There's too much, right? It's like so much, it's overstimulating. You don't know where to start. That's typically what anxiety and overwhelm does. It's too much. It's like overload. It's overstimulation. Okay. Irish Ricky, no sleep till Irish whiskey and coffee is one practice, I guess. There you go. Some people need a little bit of spirits, right? Spirits and coffee. I actually bought that domain name because I was like, someone's going to take it. So spirits, right, which would be the Irish whiskey and then coffee. So yeah, and sometimes people, that's what they do. They're like, let me avoid this shit. I'm just, excuse my language, I'm just gonna go and I'm gonna have some whiskey and forget about it, right? Draw my thoughts away. What would happen if you took them head on? What would happen and what would open up for you? What would change? What would transform? That is alchemy. It's facing it, facing the shit we don't want to, handling it, overcoming it, accepting it, and then transmuting it and changing it, right? So again, and I, getting into the parental piece of it too, it's that, I think about again the parents and all that you guys have to do. Okay, so if your parents just raise your hand, raise your hand, give me a thumbs up, give me a yes or something, and you're a parent. And then also, okay. So how many parents do we have on here? I know Antoinette's parent. I know Poetic is Zach, Fezzik, Bezzik, Buster Boo. Are you a parent? Okay, so the parents, right, on here. It's like accepting, right, or asking yourself, am I in overwhelm? Are these kids driving me mad? Am I going crazy? The reality is no. The reality is they're you, and they're obviously another part of the other person that you're with. Okay. Hey, PBG, how are you? I'm doing well. Thanks for being on here. Let's see what PBG says. And I told you that. Destiny TV operator. Good morning. So the overcoming of overwhelm. So breaths are really good. And sometimes recentering yourself in the deep breath, right? I do like Tai Chi. I do something that helps me ground. Okay. Secretary, come on Instagram. Okay, come in Instagram. I'm not in Instagram right now. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be going back to my Spirit and Coffee feed, not my personal page, when I do these morning shows for those on Facebook, just so you know. For those on Podbean, obviously, I'm going to be on Podbean. But I'm going back. Okay, so focus, Natalie, focus. See, there you go. The overwhelm. Natalie, I told you that I like you. Okay, I like you too. Thank you very much. And the overstimulation. So, okay, so here's how we do. We organize, right? We organize and we say, what do we need? We toss out what we don't need. And some of that is letting go of stuff. So there's a lot of parts to it, right? And lo really looking like I just did a big purge of stuff, right? So purging stuff is important. Letting go of things, allowing ourselves to let it sail. So if you're something like a hoarder, like someone who likes to hold on to stuff, that's going to kick up the anxiety. Trust me when I say this, let it go because more shit will show up in your life. That's the way it works. It's just amazing. You'll start off in a house that has nothing, and then when you a year later, when you decide you want to move, you'll have too much stuff, and you'll be like, "Why? Where did all this stuff come from? How did I get all this stuff?" Right? We accumulate things. Look at all the trash we accumulate. Things just seem to accumulate. Let things go. More things will show up. That's just the law. That's the way it works. So letting go of things and purging, that's a practice that you can take on as well. Purge, purge, purge. I just got rid of 3 more bags of clothes. I'm like, how do I have all these clothes? And then when I get rid of clothes, it seems like I still have more clothes. I'm not even using all the clothes. So why do I have them? It's just taking up space. It's suffocating and causing anxiety. Cleaning up my space. So taking time out for yourself, having a practice that allows you to find the balance within yourself. What can I use that's going to find balance? And don't lie to yourself. Or do. It's up to you. But don't lie to yourself. Sometimes people say, look, I need to do meditation. That's what I'm going to do. And then they don't do the damn meditation. So stop trying to force yourself to do something that's not going to work. You don't have to. Find a practice that works for you. Something people would say is, oh, Natalie, you should teach yoga. You'd be great. You're such a, I said, no, I'm not. That is not me. I want to do kung fu and martial arts and jump around and punch things. That helps me. I like to punch things. I want to do boxing and I want to do those things. And that helps me stay grounded. I meditate too, yes. But my practice, I'd rather do Tai Chi, right? Which helps ground me and get rid of the anxiety. So be honest with yourself. Don't try different things on until you find the thing that works for you, that at least gets you grounded. That's the starting point. So when you're looking for a starting point, you're like, I don't know where to start. I'm overwhelmed. I don't know where to begin. Well, begin with that. Begin with the practice. One, just one. Good morning, Dennis. Just one. Natalie, today, talk to me, please. Are you married? Am I married? Oh, that's a personal question. So take on one practice, just one. That's it. And find the practice that works for you. You don't need to force a practice on yourself. Okay? Most people do. Okay, Natalie. Yeah, if you want to call back, you can. If you want to call back in, I'll answer and see if we can. So if you want to call PPG, go ahead and call. Let's see. Okay, so after this, PPG, I can't answer because I have other things that I have to get done. I do this in the morning and then I actually have work. I know I have like things to do, so I won't answer on Instagram. You could call in now. Let me see. But I get busy right after this. I have a busy day. I can't, you know, so I end up having to do, I have work. I have actual job. And then I have school. I got to read and write and I have a bunch of stuff going on. Then when you may call. So if you want to set up, is it a coaching call that you're wanting to set up, PBG? Because if it's a coaching call, I need a time and a date because that's how I work. I work on a schedule and I work on time and dates. And I need that because my schedule's busy. It's just busy and I need to have a time and a date. That way I can pencil you in. And then we can do a coaching call if that's what you're wanting to do. We do a discovery call first. Okay, so the overwhelm, again, find your practice. Don't force it. You don't need to force something that you're not going to do. So if everybody's doing meditation and it ain't working for you, don't try to make it work. That's not the point. The point isn't to try to make something work that ain't working for you. It's trying to find something that does work for you. That's why people fall off practice as well. Oh, well, the anxiety thing. It's like, this person's like, I just did meditation. Do it. It's perfect. And then you do it and the shit don't work for you. And then you're going like, why isn't this working? It's working for them. And then you keep trying it and trying it and trying it and trying it and trying it. And you're like, this is not working. And then you look at them and you're like, I don't know how it's working for you. It's not working for me. And they're like, well, I don't know. Maybe you're doing it wrong. No, maybe it's not your practice. And that's okay. It's not your practice. There's nothing wrong with that. It doesn't have to be your practice. Then maybe you go to the gym, start lifting weights. And maybe you're like, ooh, I think I found something that allows me to release the energy, that anxiety, and give it away. Or maybe it's planting my feet on the ground. Okay. Okay, we got a caller. Let's see what this caller says. We're going to connect. Hello. 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 Did you mean to call? Roman? No? Hello? Oh, I don't think they meant to call. Maybe they accidentally called. Disconnect. Okay, so there you have it. Again, one more time, don't try to force those practices on yourself. Find a practice that works for you. Keep tweaking it until you find it. And when you find it, hold on to it. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be your practice for the rest of your life. It just means that that's what's working for now. And then you keep it until you can find. And then when it stops working, you find another practice and you move on. People go with the trends because that's what happens. They'll be like, well, the trendy thing to do now is yoga. And so everybody will go to yoga, right? And some people will love it and it'll help them. And other people will be like, this ain't working for me. I don't know what's going on. And they think something's wrong with them. It's not something wrong with them. It's not their practice. Trying things that work for you. Right now, Kung Fu works for me, right? Before it was Kundalini, and I still do Kundalini, but my practice of Kundalini is not as consistent. Why? Because Kung Fu is working right now. And then it might be something different later. Like I like to hike and maybe connecting to nature and hiking or riding my bike. I want to buy a bike so I can ride on the bosque. Those different things that we do, and they help us to reconnect to who we are and release the energy of anxiety, release the energy of overwhelm. Okay. So we went from the overwhelm of being a parent. Now, what is that? That's self-care. For parents, it's self-care. Finding one practice that works for you and make it yours. That's your self-care. And you could be selfish with that. I'm going to give you permission to be selfish with your practice. So maybe you're like, look, kids, I get one practice for myself. And my one practice is I get to go to yoga, hiking, the gym, bike riding, kung fu, boxing, whatever it is, right? I'm doing that one thing for myself. Maybe it's getting a pedicure. I don't know. Or a massage. But that's your one thing you're going to do for you. Okay. So find your one thing. Go do it for yourself. No guilt. Do it because you matter. Do it because you know that you need it in order to take care of the people you need to take care of. Okay. And take a deep breath in and out and know that you're beautiful and wonderful and that you're doing a great job. So the parents, much love, lots and lots of compassion. My heart goes out to you. I couldn't even begin to fathom or understand. I just couldn't. So, and there's nothing wrong with you. You guys are beautiful souls, okay? And it's not an easy task to be a parent. That's like one of the most beautiful hard tasks that you can ever have in this world. The hardest task, okay? So, all right. So I love you guys. sorry. I will be seeing you guys on the Spirit and Coffee Facebook page now. From now on, that's what I'm going to be doing. I love you too, Poetic. And you're welcome to come on, of course. And you're doing a beautiful job. And also follow Poetic. It's Holy Shift. Holy Shift. She does some cards and she writes about it. And you're doing an awesome job with that, by the way. I love reading your stuff. So great, very insightful. So go to Poetic. She's on Instagram. Holy Shift. Yeah. I think you're on Facebook too, right? Yes, of course, Poetic. You're doing awesome. Maybe we could get you to speak. If it's not your practice, though, don't worry. No worries. My practice is to talk a lot. Okay. So I love you guys. Have the most fantastic day ever. And I will see you guys. Fridays are good. Okay, good. We'll do Friday then. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Okay. Love to those parents out there. Big old hug to you. Okay. Love you guys. Bye.